The awesome power of networks and their inevitable consequences.
Donald Trump could not have become president without Silicon Valley's technology.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. They say that those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Well, according to today's guest, we are currently in the condemned stage. Neil Ferguson is a professor, historian, and biographer. His most recent book is about how, throughout human history, there have been technologies that give power to groups of people and lead to revolution and chaos, and how controls from governments and rulers and other authorities keep those networks in check. And yes, he is applying this theory to social networks, too. Neil Ferguson's new book is called The Square and the Tower, Networks and Power from the Freemasons to Facebook. We started back in the 1500s.
Martin Luther would have got nowhere if he just nailed his critique of the Catholic Church to a church door. But the printing press was a pretty new technology that had spread rapidly throughout Europe, and it meant that compared with previous religious reformers, Luther was able to go viral.
But then in your book, by 1648 or so, millions of people are dead. Mm. The Reformation has caused chaos across certainly Europe and like a lot of the world. So does your book argue that these network effects are inherently negative?
Well, I think the book argues that we shouldn't be naive about what very large networks will do. And I think we have been naive, rather as Luther was. Europe divided rapidly into two camps. That polarization between Reformation and Counter-Reformation produced, 130 years of intermittent and pretty bloody civil war. And I think the lesson is clear. If you think creating giant online social networks will produce a global community, which is a phrase Mark Zuckerberg often uses, then you haven't really understood history.
So then if we're talking about this relationship of networks and hierarchies, that kind of tension between a network and the hierarchy needed to sort of keep it in check, what is your prescription, as it were, for Facebook?
Well, I think it's fascinating to watch the learning curve. We're still only, I think, gradually appreciating what happened in 2016. Donald Trump could not have become president without Silicon Valley's technology. Now, I don't think we're anywhere close to an answer to the problem. Right now, we're at the stage where companies like Facebook say, oh, we're going to clean up our act. But I remain to be persuaded that this is really fundamentally going to change the game. And I think we're going to run this experiment again in November with the midterms. My sense is that the end state is going to be a changed regulatory framework, simply because it can't be right that a few large private companies have more data on citizens than the government.
It's so hard. Neil, maybe it's because I'm an American and a Montanan. It is so hard not to have this kind of cowgirl response and say that it seems sort of, I guess, elitist ultimately to say it's always a bad thing when the commons take over.
Well, that's not really what I'm saying. I mean, what I'm saying is, one of the big delusions of the last 20 years was that if we connected everybody, then everybody would become a netizen. We'd all be somehow equal in a democratic global community. But in reality, when you look at network structure, it's not egalitarian at all because of the way in which a preferential attachment drives network formation. Some people are super connected. They have a bazillion edges, and most people have very few. Most people are little network isolates with just a few connections. So the network, the structure, is not egalitarian.
So really, it goes back to our old Montana saying, which is that you should always be suspicious of snake oil salesmen and do-gooders.
Especially when they're both.
That was Neil Ferguson, author of The Square and the Tower, which is out this week. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.